Hey everybody, it's The Voice. And before we start this week's episode of Drunk at the Movies, it's the final Christmas episode of the year. I just wanted to mention that Drunk at the Movies is brought to you by Iron Spike Brewing Company in Galesburg, Illinois. And currently I am enjoying a Midnight Express. Delicious. Because we're not watching the Polar Express, but I figured that sounded more Christmassy than a light rail or a flat back. So, you know, we're also drinking some darker beers on this show. So I thought that's what we would start things off with. But before we get to the movie, you may have noticed that our theme song and intro is a little different than it was a few weeks ago. For the past 2 weeks, we've had our brand new theme with a bunch of movie quotes worked in to the intro. Now, I have a challenge for all you drunkomaniacs out there. I want you guys to figure out what all those clips are from. Write down the list of movies for each clip and then send it to me at drunkenlullabiespodcast@yahoo.com or send it through Facebook Messenger, or if you really know me personally, you can text me. Get the list together, and the first person that figures out which quote is from what movie for all of them will get a nice little Drunkomaniac mail care package. So, I'm putting the challenge out there. It's up to you guys whether you want to take it on, but I think you guys can do it. You're some pretty smart listeners out there. All right, well, enough of me rambling here. It's time to watch a movie. I got a couple friends waiting here on the couch, and they're ready to go, so I guess we'll just play that new intro. Make sure you pay attention.
Give me a keg of beer.
All I need are some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
It's butt cold out here, and I'm fresh out of beer. I'm back! You can rally!
Woo! That's cute. I remember when I had my first beer.
You fellas been doing a bit of boozing, have you? Sucking back on Grandpa's old cough medicine?
Why do you want that beer so bad?
Because he's thirsty, dummy.
Not to indulge in any alcohol, drugs, sex after 12, or any other illegal activity.
I had a beer with the old biker man at the end of the street. And he let me touch his old lady's titty.
Good man. You set him up and I'll knock him back, Lloyd. One by one.
Pack your ass, my good man. Time to kick back, drink some beers, and smoke some weed.
When I was your age, my dad shared a beer with me, and I thought it was not the best thing in the world.
And just like the movies, we play out on the last scene. You won't cry, I won't.
Hey everybody, it's The Voice, and I'm back on the couch for our final Christmas episode for this year of Drunk at the Movies. Last week, we hope you enjoyed Muppet Christmas Carol, hope you enjoyed the sing-alongs, the horrible Michael Caine impressions, and the inappropriate humor and things that we said while pretending to be Michael Caine. So, it's going to be more of the same, I'm sure, with this episode, but this is the number one Christmas movie in a lot of people's hearts and minds. It was the first one I thought of when I wanted to do Christmas episodes, talking about 1983's A Christmas Story. And there was one gentleman in particular who said, "Hey, when you do A Christmas Story, I need to be on it. That's my favorite movie." And I said, "You know what? I'll make it happen." And we were going to do it. And then his truck took a shit on him. And not literally.
Gross.
And then his tire fell off. And he was unable to make it to the studio that day. So we recorded National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation instead. Because I wanted to do this show with you. And we just delayed it a little bit.
And I appreciate it.
Yeah. And but Jacob, Bramchow Jake, welcome.
Thank you.
Back to DL Studios for A Christmas Story. To my right, a gentleman who's no stranger to the couch. He's been on a few episodes. Well, this is your third, right?
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah, Raising Arizona was the last time you heard him on the couch. And he's ready to get Christmassy with me. But the Bottle Cap Kid, welcome back to the studio.
Please call me Michael Kay.
All right, there we go. That was pretty good. You and Daryl, we need to get you together, and we can just watch.
A cane off?
Yeah, you can have a cane off. Newcomer to the show, he has listened before, but never participated. Still waiting on his podcast to come out. But more about that down the road, maybe. But in any case, he brought some brownies. So he's already trying to like butter me up for something. I'm not quite sure what.
I know what.
Okay. What?
In the butt. Yeah, what?
But Matt, welcome.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
Yay.
And of course, Freckles is hanging out. You probably won't hear much out of her. She's just here to drink and hang out because she lives here. And
More complicated than that.
Yeah, it's Saturday night. We're having fun. We're drinking beers, and I wanted to give a shout out to the listeners and wish them a very happy holiday season. We're not exclusively a Christmas themed podcast, I guess. We have international listeners who may be celebrating other things, but you know what? I don't have any of those movies. So
no Ramadan movies?
No. Fresh out of Ramadan. I do have Eight Crazy Nights.
When are the Wayans going to make a Kwanzaa movie?
That's racist.
I don't know if it is or not. But we actually, since October, I was looking at some stats and stuff. I've got quite a few international listeners that enjoy this. And I wanted to send them holiday wishes. So for all our listeners in the United States, as well as Mexico, Canada, the UK, Australia, Norway, Denmark, Switzerland, France, Sweden, Nigeria, Korea, Spain, and Germany. Thank you for checking out this show. It is mind-boggling that people halfway across the country are listening to me watch a movie with my friends. But I appreciate it. So, hope you guys keep enjoying it through the new year, because we got many, many more movies to watch.
Hold on a second.
Hold on. What?
Which Korea?
You know what? Libsyn did not provide me with those. Right. It could be, I'm guessing, not the communist one.
Benefit of the doubt, South Korea.
It's actually Kim Jong-un.
Himself?
What, yeah.
Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un. He's the one. So... we're watching at Christmas.
Like, I got a shout out. Yeah,
this is what he's been waiting for. Launch the nukes.
Great, thanks.
What do we know? That was the code. That was the code.
Yeah,
you started the apocalypse, Dustin. Thank you.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Glad we could be here.
Cheers.
Goodbye.
So if you have a copy of A Christmas Story, cue it up. We're gonna watch it here in a second. If you don't, just wait until it's on TBS for 24 hours and just pick your spot and watch it with us. But you're going to have to deal with commercials, so that's going to really mess things up. So I still encourage you to watch it on... There is.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yes.
All these great movies that you watch time after time, do you know if any of them are on streaming services? Do you like look
sometimes
into that?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay, so...
And I try to let people know. This one I do not believe is on a streaming service. Most holiday movies... if they are on a streaming service, they tend to disappear.
So people have to pay for them?
Yeah.
That makes sense. Okay. I was just curious.
Yeah, that's how that works. But, where did these brownies come from, what exactly is in them?
Sure. So, non-laced, which I opened up with, which I actually got mixed reviews on that. So, this is from my wife, Lady Heather. And
Lady is her first name?
No, that's what I call her.
She's knighted.
It just makes her sound a little bit more regal.
Sir Matt.
Sir Matt, Lady Heather. I got to live up to the sir part, but no, she...
Michael Caine.
You can't show up empty-handed on your first time. This is my first time here.
Here
I am.
Everyone else has.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
These do.
All right, well... we're going to get things cracking here. We've got, I haven't said that in a while. So here we go. Hit play in 3, 2, 1. It is time for a Christmas Story, directed by Bob Clark, starring Peter Billingsley and all these people whose names will be in the credits here shortly. But we're going to crack open the first beverage. And what better way to start the show than with an Oh Christmas meme, Oh Christmas meme from Triptych. It's a hazy double dry hopped IPA which features spruce tips.
Spruce tips!
And Idaho 7 hops. Gotta love them spruce tips.
I cannot. I'm so excited for this.
Yeah. So, yeah, just I usually don't read beer descriptions on this show. This one's not all about the beer, but it's the holidays, so I figure I kind of need to.
Triptych out of Champaign, Illinois?
Savoy. Scott Schwartz. He's had some interesting career choices.
Porn?
Well, yeah, that is kind of what I'm referring to. He's also in another movie that's on the shelf over there that will be watched.
Yeah, pornography on DVD?
No, The Toy.
Oh, okay.
With Richard Pryor.
The Toy,
where he buys a black man to be his toy.
Sorry.
Nothing racist about that movie. But it says, we sat around in our work shirts and caps pondering what to brew before a long winter's nap when suddenly, with a grin, our head brewer butts in. Ranting and raving about trees and memes, he wanted to make a beer that we'd never seen. And so in an effort to get his mad ranting to stop, we made this hazy beer with spruce tips and hops.
Woo.
So, there we go.
Their take on the classic poem?
Yes, and it's hashtag spruced up on the bottom of the can there.
Nice. Thanks, Triptych.
Do you know where this is filmed, perchance?
Cleveland.
Cleveland? Can I hit the...
Cleveland Rocks. The house, which has now become a tourist attraction, it was purchased by a fan and remodeled because it was strictly for the exterior shots in the movie. Mm. The scenes in the house were not actually in that house.
Were those sets?
Yes.
Okay.
And so we'll set that over there, and you can enjoy some of that later. So, yeah, they remodeled the inside of the house to match the film, and it's turned into a bit of a museum and big tourist attraction in the Cleveland area. So I'm sure that place is packed right now. And sometimes stars of the show will come out and make appearances and whatnot. But
does the storyline have them in Cleveland, or are they in Indiana?
They're in Indiana.
That's Hammond, right. Indiana.
Yeah. Hammond. See, that's part of it.
And there was no Higbee's in Hammond, Indiana, apparently.
There is no Hammond, Indiana.
Okay, well, that makes sense then. That there definitely isn't a Higbee's.
Yeah.
If the city doesn't exist.
There's a Santa Claus, Indiana. Yeah.
Santa Claus either.
Yeah.
What?
Blake Clayton has been to Santa Claus. Indiana. And
sure
there,
is.
I had that same wagon, but it did not have those frightening red-headed Raggedy Ann dolls in it.
Which is, they actually are from a town in Illinois, and I can't...
Raggedy Ann?
Yeah, Raggedy Ann and Andy are out of...
That tank terrorizing Illinois, those...
I can't remember.
They're real people?
No, the toy. The toy was...
Oh, okay.
They're real terrifying
people. So there's Scott Schwartz.
This kid?
With clothes on.
Yes, Flick. He... Later, took that L and that I and slid them together, and that became his new stage name.
Wow. Oh, there he is, gawking at the air rifles.
Yeah.
I love
They just
those.
Don't make window displays like this
they
anymore.
They sure don't. That's,
Arcola.
Yeah. Awesome.
Arcola?
Arcola.
Okay.
The Raggedy Ann dolls are from Arcola?
Arcola. Huh. Amish town.
Oh.
Yeah. Have you
Great people.
Great. Fantastic, the Amish. They're some of my biggest listeners. have you read the book that this is based on from Gene Shepard? Gene Shepard is the narrator in this.
Yeah. Mm.
So he's very familiar with the material. He co-wrote the screenplay, I believe, with Bob Clark, which that's always good when you have the writer of it adapting it. It's going to translate, I think, pretty well.
But he also narrated it.
He is the narrator in this movie, the original author
of the
short stories.
Did he ever go on to narrate anything else? Because he has a great voice.
Yeah,
He was a radio guy. He was a big radio personality, actually.
Huh.
That's what he did.
I did not know that.
I always thought he said sales bitch. Right up here.
Sales? We'll see what the captions say.
Yeah.
If he can say fudge, he can say bitch,
that's
I guess.
Right.
He's planting the seed here by putting the ad in his mom's Look magazine.
And look how mom and dad don't even share the same bed.
Look magazine would find herself clever and attractive yeah. reading a Red Ryder sales pitch.
As a kid, I thought, like, you know, oh, poor Bullfrog got traded. Darren McGavin as the old man. And did you know Jack Nicholson was originally up for this role?
Oh, really? That would have been a different
movie. It would have been The Shining. Yeah. Christmas.
Would he have been an A-lister at that time, though?
83? Hell yeah.
Yeah. Shining would have already been out.
They didn't have the budget for him.
Oh, fudge, Mr. Torrance. Red fudge, red fudge.
I want to see what the captions are. I am eagerly awaiting the captions when he's down in the basement.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they, like, slur... They slur his speech, but they make it very clear that it's a tirade of
absolute cursing. His tapestry of swears.
Yes. that's almost like it's an art form. All right.
So the book you were talking about...
Yeah, I have it.
I think it's called In God We
Trust, All Others Pay Cash.
Yeah. It's much more vulgar than the movie...
Yeah,
it's actually when he goes on that tapestry of...
It's all in there.
It's actually...
Interesting.
...laid out. He was actually a writer for Playboy, which I just learned today. I did not know that.
Doing your research.
I did. Kind of...
Get this man
kinda,
a
It kind of really bummed
ribbon.
Me out.
Oh, because he wrote for Playboy?
Yeah, well, like, this is a wholesome movie.
Eh. Shel Silverstein wrote for Playboy, too, and he's a beloved children's author. Yeah. The Giving Tree, Light in the Attic.
His books were, like, dark,
the
though.
Boy Named Sue. That's Shel Silverstein. True. So, the laugh. I love Randy's laugh.
Look at that kid.
That's one of the best things of
this
movie.
What did he do with his career?
He didn't really do a whole lot.
Didn't do much?
See, and what's by having the narrator, it makes it really easy on Peter Billingsley, because half the time he's on camera, he doesn't have to say shit.
Just has to react.
Yeah.
Just react. Yeah.
So let's get an adorable kid who can ride a dirt bike in his next movie.
Yes.
Right?
I know that.
So this is in the 50s, right?
It yes.
takes place in the 50s.
Oh, there we go. The first line.
There it is.
That deadly phrase uttered many times. I cannot tell you how many times I've seen this movie. I still cannot say whatever the hell.
Yeah. Well, we just had it on the screen. You could have tried reading along.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
You guys ever mess around with BB guns growing up?
He just said dyke.
Rebuild the dyke. Yeah.
What is this? The $6 million man? We can rebuild her.
Yeah, I used to mess around with BB guns.
Is it Billingsley?
That's not where I thought you were going.
Peter,
with
what
that.
Again? Is it
Billingsley? Peter Billingsley. Yeah.
He produced one of the Iron Man movies.
Yeah.
Like back in 08.
He's really good friends with Jon Favreau. He's in the movie Elf.
Yes.
Is he really?
He's one of the elves in the workshop.
Okay.
Oh, he's the one with the bright blue eyes.
Damn.
But yeah, him and Jon Favreau are friends, so he worked him in and had a cameo figured. He should be featured in another, hopefully iconic, Christmas movie. And so, yeah, he's an
Look
elf
at these
as
guys.
Well.
There's the least competent robbers I've ever seen.
So he's having a fantasy here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He really is. And his dad's got the coon hat.
Davy Crockett.
The coonskin.
As long as I got
coonskin
old blue.
Hat. Look at the sequins and the...
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
It really is.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Glenn
I like
Campbell.
That he's chewing tobacco.
Well, kid's biting his nails.
He said it's slower there for you.
Still so hard.
Yeah.
And this thing that tells time.
A compass in the stock. Swiss Army stock.
I love the soundtrack, too, like the score.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Boom, 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 boom.
If you pay attention,
Who has monkey bars in their backyard?
If you look at the bottom of the screen, the last robber, you can see the trampoline that he jumps on.
Yeah.
The fence.
This inspired Home Alone.
Yeah.
Yep. Here we go. Ooh. Right in the buttocks.
Forrest Gump style.
Oh, look at him.
He's a flippin' and a floppin'.
I think he'd survive a shot in the... That's two.
This is a fantasy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, you'd probably...
Suspension of disbelief, man.
I've always had a tough time with that.
Why go that way?
Yeah, well, like we said, these robbers are... And boing.
He remastered it.
Looked like one of them luchadors.
X's over the eyes, classic.
Yeah, how did they just assembled. Crawled into
yeah,
a...
Yeah, they just assembled into a it. Pile of dead men.
Now, have you ever seen the movie Slapshot? Okay, Melinda Dillon is in that, and she has a love scene with Paul Newman. And as a young child, I watched this movie tons, and then when I got older and watched Slapshot, it was weird seeing the mother naked in bed with Paul Newman. Ooh. It was a little unsettling. Like, I didn't need to see her boobs.
But you did.
I had no choice.
You didn't have a choice.
I had no choice.
I don't want to Google that right now.
Well, we'll do the same.
All right, I'll do it.
Oh, wait, this is where he's...
Oh, yes. First time the furnace is spitting out black smoke.
Right into the... I mean...
What's your name?
I think you're going to have to go, Christmas Story Mom. Get her name, and then...
That's a dead gummit.
They did it.
How old is this
he
man?
He kind of turns into believe... Mr. Magoo. Jerk off trash.
I can't believe my parents let me watch this growing up.
That, as far as we know, is still hanging in space. I love that line.
That's pretty great.
Gollywop?
Try that one, Jacob. Stickle Pfeiffer.
There's her boobs, in case anyone's interested. So.
You need to see those?
She's seen Slapshot. Right. So she's seen them before you.
Damn. Yeah. Where have I been?
So many boobs, Jacob. So
the fits
time.
In?
No, I've been there. That doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, okay.
Look at this kid.
Oh, no.
He looks like a tick ready to pop.
He really does.
I can't put my arms there.
Yeah. Now, I remember getting bundled up by my mom, but not quite that bad. My kid brother
looked like a tick about Now, let me ask you this. Do you think this movie is what happened? What is reality? Or is this in his mind?
This is a collection of stories. That's what the book is about.
Okay, but of true stories? Or is this thing through the mind of the child where he really did get bundled up like that? It's just kind of exaggeration.
I think they're a little bit exaggerated, but I think there's a lot of truth to them.
Okay.
Why does she care about that child more than she does the other? Because he just has a simple... tweed jacket.
He's the baby.
Yeah. It's her last baby.
Yeah. And he seems like he could be a little slow.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Not very nice.
Especially.
It'll come back into play later.
This is his only defense.
Yeah.
It's to lay there. Lifeless. That's
great. And upstairs, like... I said, I'm a big fan of this movie. Yeah, go for it. We're drinking a Fistmas now from Revolution. I have a Christmas Story Christmas Village upstairs on my drink glass cabinet.
That's amazing.
We've got some Christmas Story ornaments and action figures. Figures, I guess you could say.
I was just admiring the Muppet Christmas Carol ones. Over
yes.
There. Where do you get those?
I believe... Those were purchased at Suncoast the Northwoods Mall many years ago.
I really miss Suncoast. I like Suncoast a lot.
Oh, look at this.
Hey, kid.
He's down.
I love a good bully. I love it.
They're not even the bullies yet.
Yeah, we're not even...
This is just the kid that knocked him down.
It's just a kid? Okay.
Here's the thing about bullying.
Yeah.
Scott Farkas.
Everyone needs to get over it.
Beady green eyes.
Bullying needs to exist. It teaches bullies that they can be beat, and it teaches... bully E that they can win.
I'm pro bully. High five it.
Thank you.
Wow.
Pro bully. It builds character, man. Kids got to toughen up a little bit, right?
So that's your political platform?
Yep.
That's what I'm running
pro
on.
Pro bully?
Yeah.
That's what they
bully for you.
Yeah.
Bully, bully.
Yeah. Bully for you.
Bully for you, bully for
me. Now, they really think this is some funny shit here. Because they are cracking up about these fake teeth that they put over so they all have overbites.
Well, who doesn't laugh at people with messed up teeth? Am I right?
Oh, shoot.
He still hasn't drank the spruce tips.
I just took a hit of it. I just took a hit of it.
That's not... That's
marijuana.
Not the term. That's for the laced brownies.
No, I misapplied it.
Yeah. So she's got this whole drawer of all their shenanigans.
She's getting a mouthful of
cat saliva. Does she crack a smile here at the end, though? Yeah, there she is.
So she kind of thought it was funny.
Yeah, but
why are the teeth still chattering?
Because it's awesome.
What about the ace of test pilots with a rat on top
Pat
of it?
It's a book, right? Like, why would she confiscate a book?
For sure. Why would she?
Well, you don't
can't read.
She's anti-war. She's anti-war.
Yeah. Okay. There it is.
The infamous poll.
Yeah.
Christmas.
Oh.
Do you know how they did this?
I do. But why don't you...
I knew it one time. I don't know.
Why don't you tell everybody?
No, because I don't know if I want to tell it, because it, it fucking ruined it for me when my dad told me.
Okay.
So you do it. I'm not going to ruin it for everyone.
Okay. Well, this is the part where... well, here's a setup. No, he didn't.
This is great. This is...
Triple dare you. And finally, the coup de grace of all dares... The sinister triple dog dare.
I triple dog dare you!
Whoa.
Schwartz creators.
The face.
Breach of etiquette by skipping the triple dare and going right for the throat.
All right.
Well, go on, smartass!
Go on, smartass.
This is an iconic scene.
Well, go on, smartass!
And I have a figure of Flick licking the pole. That sounds horrible.
That's how we got into porn.
Yes. So there is basically a hole, and there's like a suction
tube that's keeping it there.
It's PVC pipe.
Yeah, it's holding it in place.
And they put a vacuum in the bottom of it
to suck the tongue in to make it look realistic.
Sure.
Womp womp.
That's good. It works. It looks real.
Even in 1983, they had that.
Yeah.
More about realistic effects.
Technology.
If this movie was made today, they do a CGI tongue.
For sure.
I don't
want
to see that.
A CGI pole.
This is yeah.
It'd be like Dumb and Dumber.
None of these kids would be real.
Where, you know, it stretches 2 feet.
Yeah. Come back. Fuck them.
Yep.
They're helpless to the bell.
Flick?
We've all done this with a piece of ice, right?
Oh, I hate it. Yeah.
It's
I hate it.
The worst. It feels so raw when you pull it off. This is pretty great that she can see him from the window. How many times it was raw for
you? No, yeah, if I just so raw when I pull it off.
No, just like, I mean, getting in a freezer with slightly wet hands just to grab ice cubes and a stick, it,
Sometimes I'll do it just for
grosses
fun.
Me
like,
out.
I'll just be like, blap.
It grosses you out.
It just skeeves me out. I don't know, like... Not gross, but it just, I don't like it.
Some people don't like it when you bite on glass or you bite on foil. That's kind of your
bite on glass.
Like this. Just
where
like,
are you hanging out?
Neither of those things.
I'll
drink
in
a beer.
Carnival.
I'm David Blaine.
Oh, okay.
No, like if it appears you're biting glass or like your teeth are on the glass, people will be like, "Ew, that grosses me out." So I don't know if that was
or
kind
like
of the same thing you
put
got
their
going
silverware. Like
right.
When they,
Yeah.
She's out there without it. Yeah. Look at that teacher's
device. Holy cow!
She doesn't have anything on.
No. What? Well, what movie are you watching?
Did you watch those naked pictures of the teacher?
I'm not even gonna. No.
There's only one way to find out.
All right, I'll do it.
Jacob?
So, we're being
really
festive. We're drinking out of Christmas glassware, which we are not taking bites out of. It's my 12 Days of Christmas set, and we all selected one. Who was first? You were first. Jason, what did you
11
request?
Piper's Piping.
Okay, 11.
Not sure
but
what it
means. Some,
but
there was some, we didn't know where on the calendar that landed. That
yeah, was I was thinking it was 12 at first, but it is 11, yes. It's a double digit.
Right.
There's a lot of those
there's
pipes.
There's milking.
Tons of horns, or pipes, I guess. What did you go with?
Sure, Gisa Lang, but again, I didn't remember which day that was.
Okay.
It was between Gisa Lang and...
You like those Maids of Milking.
Well, the more I think about it, the Five Rings of...
Saturn. The Five Rings of Saturn.
Five Rings of Saturn.
Sorry, I was
just like Jacob took
the... And that's what you got, was Jacob requested the five
rings
golden
ringing?
Rings.
Oh, that's it.
The five... I don't remember how that Jeff Foxworthy songs goes.
Cool story, bro.
I was going to make a joke.
Yeah.
They need to fire the nurse. Look at that.
Yeah, look at that tape
look
job.
Look at the job on that kid's...
And he still thinks it's funny.
Got a real tongue job.
Yeah. Schwartz is laughing it
that
up.
That girl back there, she's just...
She don't even know what's going
no.
on.
No. She didn't sign up for this.
And I have day four, which... I was under the impression was four calling birds.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Apparently not.
C-A-L-L-I-N-G.
C, yes, that's what I thought, right. But it is four collie birds. C-O-L-L-Y. Not like the dog. I think that's made up. What's a collie bird?
Well, I did always wonder what calling birds meant.
And like, that's true. Like songbirds.
Just tweeting.
Yeah, they tweet. They have Twitter accounts and they're verified.
They say
and
tweet birds.
Because it sounds cooler to say calling.
Huh.
I don't know.
Why? Just because you know it that way.
More syllables
or
something.
This is important.
So we have Peter and the Wolf playing here. Famous music. They're on their way back home from school and they are about to encounter Scut Farkas.
The beady green
which
eyes.
Which I heard a lot of people call him Scott when I was a kid. And it's Scut.
Well, that is news to me.
Yeah. S-C-U-T. Because Less Than Jake, former Drunken Lullabies Band of the Week, has a song on one of their albums called Scott Farkas Takes It on the Chin. It's Scut.
You think they would do their research, right?
You would think. Maybe it's a trademark thing.
Okay.
But they're like, yeah, they'll know what we're talking about.
Do you know his toady's name?
I do, and I'm drawing a blank right now.
I am too. It starts with a G.
Gremlin.
It's Gremlin. That's it.
Wait, this is where that punk kid jumps out
here
from
he goes.
There he is.
I love that kid.
Look at him.
Oh, Gil. These are the greatest.
That's no, right. It's not Gil.
Yeah, Grover
Dill.
I combined them.
Look at locking eyes, his hands out to the side, stiff.
Who's next? Were the Let me ask this. You know how Stranger Things does all the homages to the shows of past?
Right.
Are the bullies modeled after these kids? Is that possible? It kind of fits.
I've never seen any of it.
Haven't seen it?
I'm only four episodes into season two.
Are the bully? What bullies? Are these bullies modeled after
you? You're pro bully.
I
know this,
I'm
so you should be up on this, Jason.
I should be.
If that is your platform, you need to be aware of all bullies.
Well, my favorite bullies prior to
Wooly
this,
bullies.
I love Wooly Bully. That's where it all started.
Wooly Bully. Wooly Bully.
The Wooly Bully.
You ever watch The Adventures of Pete and Pete?
Yes.
They have the greatest villains of all time. The greatest bullies, and these are right up that alley. If you ask me.
Now, the main bad guy, Scut, he later went on as a grown-up to be in a TV show with comedian Christopher Titus, played his brother.
On the show Titus itself?
Yes.
Okay.
He played his brother, and you can still tell
well,
it's
there's
him.
No way you couldn't.
You know,
he still had braces and everything?
No.
Never lost him.
But yeah, he was like the goofy brother on that show.
Wow.
I was like, oh,
I didn't
it's
know
Scut.
That. Okay.
Decent actor.
Yeah.
I mean, does anybody remember Titus? Not really, so.
Penny Pencil.
Not much work between this and Titus, so.
Please. He needed to brush that car off a little bit better.
Yeah, no doubt. That's a hazard.
Oh here we go. The Bumpus Hounds.
The Bumpuses.
Which is another story in that book.
Yeah.
I'm sure it is.
The Redneck
sure
Neighbors,
is, yeah.
Or Hillbilly Neighbors.
Aha, the Bumpus Hounds. Our Hillbilly elderly neighbors, the Bumpus has had at least 785 smelly outdoors.
Look at him getting in the house.
Jeez. Not but my old man.
I love this part.
And it's a bowling alley.
Hot damn tonight.
Hot damn tonight.
How old do you think he is here?
50s? Late 40s, early 50s.
Yeah, at least 20.
Wow. At least 20.
Look at this. Look at this dog here.
Yeah.
He's just sticking his ass out there for the chew on his ass.
And 15 years later,
he's going to give him something, Jay.
He'd be Billy Madison's dad.
Yeah. Oh, is that his dad? That's his
dad?
Oh, okay.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Thank you for these people. I don't know what that's called.
I'm really good at filmographies. You know.
Where they are now. He's a human IMDb. Okay.
Yeah. Whew, that's a dark one.
What do we got here?
This is another one from Revolution. This is the Death Star. Death's Tar. This is a stout, and it's aged in bourbon barrels.
Ooh. What's the ABV on that?
I've been waiting for this.
Bourbon barrels are high, right?
14.8.
Good gravy.
In a can.
In a can.
Usually,
look at this.
Randy's eating.
He's
doing
to cry about.
Close encounters.
With the potatoes.
This means something.
Boy, this is some motor oil in it.
Thank
you, sir. My mother never got to sit down.
Yeah, she never had a hot meal.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. I like that. I like the bourbon barrels, man.
We're going to have a song here.
Slaughter. Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you hear that pour?
Listen to that.
Pretty spicy.
Well, that does have some.
Yes.
I would sing that every time we had meatloaf as a kid.
Did you actually hate meatloaf?
No, I was okay with it.
What's that?
My mother was more subtle. How do the little
piggies go? See, I think the mom is cute.
Yeah, but as a little kid, you're not going to think that.
Yeah, this is your trough.
Definitely not going to think, hey, I want to
see that woman naked.
See what's under that cardigan.
I don't know. You don't know me very well.
Look at that meatloaf.
Yeah, the meatloaf
off the plate.
That's some thick ass meatloaf.
Yeah, no
too.
Doubt. I mean, it's. Well, but now look, half of it's gone.
It's gone. He just shoveled it in.
What the heck?
Now, babe, would you encourage Jackson to eat like this? If
he would eat meatloaf and mashed potatoes,
you'd go for it.
Yeah,
that's what I ask for my birthday every year.
Throw a tablecloth down.
What is? What are the pants you're wearing? Are those vegetables?
Vegetables.
Yes, do you love
they
vegetables?
Sure,
I like that.
Look at the dad.
What's your favorite vegetable?
Brussels sprouts.
That's the wrong answer.
Yeah, because they stink.
Yeah, and they taste like shit.
No, I love them.
They smell like shit and they taste worse.
This doesn't taste like it's 14.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
It does
not. We're going to sneak up on you.
That's dangerous.
I like that.
There's
taste
still
though.
Some in the can if you want to try. She's not a big barrel aged fan.
No?
Ugh.
What's your jam?
Poppies. Poppier the better. Fragile. There we go. His end up.
I think it's French.
His end up. That's pretty great.
That's on purpose.
Yeah. No more.
That's it. Yeah.
Now that just doesn't seem like economical.
Like a shoe packaging.
Yes.
Sure.
This end up. Let's lay it on its.
That would cost how much to ship now in that kind of packaging?
Goodness.
A lot. More than what that thing's worth.
It's a major prize.
It's a bowling alley.
Yeah. Fragile.
It must be Italian. It's fragile. Oh,
yeah. They can't even see the F.
You gotta get a crowbar to open this.
Yeah.
It's context clues.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those are. You learned about that in grade school.
I went to Midwest Central. We did not.
Is that a grade school and a high school all together?
And the middle school.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, dude, I'm from South Pekin. Like, I went to the same school for 9 years, and then I got to go to
yeah.
Pekin High. So.
And then you were like, what?
Yeah. Jesus.
They mailed him Jesus.
Maybe they forgot.
Now, do you know anybody that has one of these? Because for a long time you never saw them, but then around late 90s, I think they started doing reproductions of it and making legit leg lamps.
Was that kind of the point where it was ironically cool?
I don't know. I don't even know if it's like ironic. It was far enough away. But yeah, like everybody grew up watching that movie, so it had the nostalgia, you know, kitsch factor.
From what I understand, when it aired, it was only on HBO. And so, early 90s, whatever.
He still has potatoes all over his face. By that
time, everyone had seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit's going to blow up. Everyone's a sexy leg lamp.
Everyone does? I don't know. I've never seen one who owns... seen someone who owns
one. My cousin has one.
And it's like a full size? Mm-hmm. There are many
full
ones.
Scale? Full size.
Wow.
Not cheap.
His action figure that I have upstairs comes with a miniature leg lamp.
You have an action figure of the dad?
Of the old man.
Surprise.
And I have Ralphie, and I have Flick stuck to the pole.
An in-action
figure. In-action figure.
Brianna,
very well played.
Brianna, let me ask you this. What has surprised you about some of the pop culture things he's on? Because you see everything around, you see everything upstairs. What's the one thing you look at
and you're like,
what?
And this room is pretty much untouched since before she moved in.
Safe space.
Like yes, this.
I left this one.
This is the dojo, DL Studios. But she likes it in here.
Nothing's really surprised me, honestly. But I really don't like the Christmas poo.
Mr. Hankey.
Where is that?
It's upstairs on my record shelves.
Okay. You gotta give him something. That's your one thing. That's all you get for the rest
all
of your life.
Gee, Franco, you smell an awful lot like flowers. All of his action figures are upstairs.
Unparalleled glory.
Electric sex in the window.
Electric sex.
I'm pretty sure that's the line.
It is. Yeah. Very much is. I want to see what it looks like in the street. He's going outside. Talk this
over. Oh boy, that's
Randy's in a mashed potato coma there.
Yeah.
As I said, he may be a little slow.
I don't know. That's my favorite
part. Oh, wait, he got in the window pretty quick there. He looks like the dead kid in Three Men and a Baby there. There's a reference for you if you get it.
That was a ghost. Mm-hmm. You think the wife would have had as much of a problem with this if he had, like, moved it to the bedroom or had it somewhere else, not in the main window?
The living room is just...
And isn't this Bob Clark right here playing...
This guy?
Is that Bob Clark, the director?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I can't remember.
We're not you. We don't.
Yeah,
know.
Sorry.
Do you know what other movie the director of this movie did?
A little movie called Porky's.
Correct.
And that's what he did before this movie. Because he wanted to do this, and then he did Porky's, and then he was able to do Christmas Story.
Well, they were talking about doing this for years.
Yeah. And ironically, there's nobody putting a wiener in a glory hole or whatever in this movie.
Right.
Hit the cutting room floor, huh?
Yeah.
Ralphie's cock.
That's... It was nice knowing you. You're on a list now.
There we go. The soft glow of electric sex.
This little orphan Annie.
Can you imagine kids today hanging around... Listening to a radio. I mean, we listen to podcasts, obviously.
That's their iPad right there.
Yeah.
For sure.
Kids, it's little Larfa Nanny time.
She has no eyeballs. Oh, she has eyeballs, but she has no, like, irises.
Yeah.
They're just white.
Yeah.
What would you call that, babe? You're in optometry. If somebody's eyeballs are just strictly white. Aligned. Snake eyes.
Did you say mulatto?
I said albino. Oh. I said that's what I was about to rattle off. Is albino? Albino.
I don't know if it's calcification or what it is, but like little deposits that will build up in.
Like I mean, like your specks lens of your eye, specks of white. Yeah, I've seen that.
That will make your eye white.
How do I do that?
I know the Undertaker can roll his up in his eyelids.
You think Annie was constantly doing that?
Yeah. She rest in peace.
Old school.
Why? Okay, what do you think of her old-timey hat, babe? Because you do enjoy an old-timey hat. Would you wear that monstrosity?
No.
Oh, yeah, his poetry here.
I don't think I ever knew his last name was Parker.
Yeah. And we never know the old man's real first name.
Mm. Dad. Like in IMDb, it just says old man.
Old man. Mm.
I'm saying
a clock.
I mean, right there, she slows it down for you.
Yeah.
Me. Yeah.
But she doesn't say the whole thing.
That's not the whole bit?
A plus.
It's like a
200 something.
200 range model air carbine.
Yeah.
Carbine action.
Why does she say you made me well? Is there something wrong with her?
Yeah, she has cancer. It was a subplot that they cut from the movie.
But they left that line in.
Miss Shields had stage 3 melanoma.
There were a lot of clues when she opened the drawer.
Yes.
Yeah. It was the chattering teeth.
Yeah.
Right. It was cancer of the tooth.
Ralphie.
She got asbestos from being in that building.
Mm-hmm. Look at him.
Oh, no, that wouldn't have affected her years later.
Oh, she's been there a while.
Oh.
It's been a while.
Ralphie's high. God, yeah, I was going to say, Ralphie's not.
Those kids are laughing. They're all going to laugh at you.
That's the wrong movie.
And it's the wrong time of year.
Eh.
My mind goes right to the Adam Sandler comedy album.
That's what I do.
They're all gonna
laugh at you.
They're all gonna laugh at him.
That was his first album.
Yeah. That's... These cutscenes are.
Yeah, it's like Benny Hill, but with less boobs
sex.
And pervy British guys.
Yeah. What are we using to get these out? My fingers.
Well, I...
Oh, he's reaching into a brownie.
I hacked into the first one.
I just want to clarify, this is an audio podcast. He was reaching into the brownie.
Sweet. Fudgy.
Mm-hmm.
Fudgy the whale.
Heather did well.
Fudgy the whale.
Fudgy the whale.
Lady Heather.
Lady Heather. That's right.
Yeah, don't downgrade her. Or don't bust rank.
My bad.
Sorry, Heather.
What
there you go, buddy.
Yeah.
Give him hell.
I'm just going to eat this.
Okay. Cash only Christmas trees.
We got
here.
300 trees. This salesman here is fantastic.
No, he's not.
It's kind of.
Okay, yep, no needles coming off there.
Yeah.
Can't see the line, can you, Russ?
That's. Did you guys ever have a tradition of cutting down Christmas trees?
No, I've had an artificial tree my entire life.
You didn't, though, Brianna?
Yes.
I used to do it when I was young, too, with my family.
We always
I loved
down
it.
Trees.
Was that a real tree, is what you're asking?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe once. I think we've been fake tree, though. Man.
But you take a hayrack ride.
Fake
and
tree
you cut
all
the
year.
Tree down,
yeah. Or all on my left.
Shout out to Talbot's.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly
yes.
right. Talbot's.
We did a.
We started working there when I was 13.
Did you really?
Yeah.
On Christmas Tree Road?
It is on Christmas Tree Road.
Yeah, it's ironic that they built it on that road.
Fucking
like,
that's serendipitous.
What did we put here?
But they have a couple other farms.
Oh, okay. Just a few. Real big in the... I used to get watermelons
like
and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I took a field trip when I was in kindergarten out to the Christmas tree farm, and we got a tree for our classroom. That is the only real tree I've ever been involved in any kind of selection. So,
the only people who have a true appreciation for Christmas are me and Jason.
Whatever.
I'm you can blame
my mom had allergies, damn it.
I'll buy that.
Well, my brothers did too.
And your parents just didn't care?
Allergies to pine?
To pine needles?
Yeah,
that's a thing.
And asthma. And apparently that affects it.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't have an indoor dog.
Did he drink the water?
Well, no, because my mom was allergic.
To the water?
Yeah.
She drank the water?
We couldn't have an indoor dog, couldn't have a real Christmas tree. What do we do next? Couldn't leave the United States. She's allergic to flying. Yeah, no, go grab
which one?
I think the cider. Let's pump the brakes a little bit on the Death Star here.
This guy's strong.
This one's called Mitten, and it's it's winter time. We're wearing some mittens. And
I think we can all have a full glass.
Fun fact, this is from Michigan, which is shaped like a mitten.
What day does this come out?
Wednesdays?
Right. But like the date.
Well, Christmas is on a Monday. Mm-hmm. So counting backwards.
Oh, it's right before Christmas.
It'd be like the 22nd or 21st.
I didn't know if it was like the entire month of December, even past
Christmas. No, we got one more episode this month, and it will not be Christmas related.
Okay.
So.
But I didn't say
fudge. Oh.
But I didn't say fudge.
I'm wearing my t-shirt right now. Oh, fudge indeed.
Fudge.
Are these fudge brownies? Is that why you brought them?
Subconsciously.
Well done, Matthew.
Subconsciously.
So that they're fuck brownies.
Jeez.
Oh, man.
I'll have to ask. Yep. I'll have to ask Lady Heather.
Yeah.
Call her right
She'll
now.
She'll confirm it.
Let's get her on the horn.
We're going to call these the F-dash-dash-dash brownie.
Hell yeah. What
adventures. From now on.
This is
on.
The first barrel-aged cider I've had.
And?
This is a barrel-aged
it's,
cider.
Yes, it's... It's called The Mitten. We did a cider episode on Drunken Lullabies, and this would have been great.
I know. I fucked you up.
6.8% Virtue Cider, The Mitten.
Huh. Is this also from Wisconsin?
Michigan apples.
Michigan.
Oh, Michigan, sorry.
That's why the state of Michigan is on it.
Right.
That it?
Whoops.
Yeah. Kind of context clues right there
again. The fact that you said Michigan like five times.
He didn't go to Midwest Central.
Mitten quite a few times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thought I might have been talking about Shemansky's cat. Rest in peace.
He named is that that big fat one Michigan? That died?
Yeah.
Oh, R.I.P.
Really? Is that that big fat one that died?
It was the size of a basketball cat. It was unbelievable.
It was.
That cat had been cheating death for years.
All right, so here we go. Ralphie has a bar of soap in his mouth. Recently, young lad of the house, Jackson, got in trouble at school. For saying a word.
Whoa.
And got sent to the B dash dash dash. Yeah, he said bitch.
Okay.
And he got sent to the principal's office, and apparently he said it in response to being called a bitch by another boy.
Defend me as a parent. He said
some kid called him a bitch, and he said, "You're a bitch."
You know what he should have done?
Drop gloves.
Just fucking hit him.
No.
Well, no, from now on, he has practiced this, and what he's going to say when someone calls him a name like that is that they need to use their intelligent words around him, or he's going to talk to an adult.
I know you are, but what am I?
Yeah.
Yes!
You're a bitch.
I know you are, but what am I?
And then he can still kind of... say it back, but not actually say it back.
Then, this scene right here.
School, he can just slash his tires.
Yeah.
DCFS was founded right after this
right?
scene.
Right. Yeah. Schwartz is, he's got a beating coming.
DCFS literally was.
The mother turns into the mom from South Park. What?
Listen to this.
What's that? Do you know where he heard it? He heard it from your son.
She cannot believe. It drives her insane.
That's a woman coming unhinged right there.
She's just saying, "What the fuck?"
She didn't even say, like, "Hey, did you say this word?"
No,
she just starts beating her child.
I love the sound of the boy because it sounds like he's being murdered. Like, his voice eventually is like,
Schwartz.
I love it when a child is killed.
That is your ringtone. I thought that was really weird.
Yeah. But now it makes sense.
Yeah, totally.
I love it when I get phone calls.
I'm pretty sure, like, mothers just have this secret society international ring.
Like the Illuminati?
Like, yeah. Where, like, something happens and they're just like, yeah, that's true. All right, better go beat my child. Because there was a lady when I was a child.
Okay.
And I had the Blink-182 album, Enema of the State.
Great album.
Beautiful album. And she told my mom, she was like, that album's all about suicide.
Because Adam's song?
Because of Adam's song. And she...
They play it on the radio!
She took my album away. And then I was like, Mom, that's not cool.
Not cool, dude.
And then she was like, yeah, I listened to it. You can have it back.
So you think A Network of Moms was your demise of that album?
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
I was curious to see if any of you guys ever had to eat soap. I myself, as a kindergartner, got sent to the principal's office for saying bitch. So I was a few years ahead of Jackson, apparently. We had the letter people. Does anybody remember those?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so we had the letter people.
I don't know what that is either.
There was
Mr. M.
Mr. M had a munchy mouth.
Yeah. Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
I have no idea.
This is a Mr. B.
Yes, and Little Miss I had an itch. Well, me, or rather my friend Joey, started singing Little Miss I is a bitch. I thought it was funny. Mm-hmm. So I joined in. And the helper to the kindergarten teacher heard me. Joey didn't get called out, mm-hmm. but I got taken to the principal's office. And this is, you know, mid-80s. I go into the principal's office. The principal pulls up a paddle. He's like, do you want to get hit with this? And I'm like, no. And he's like, then don't say those words anymore. Go back to class. I'm like, okay.
And you never said it again.
Well, I mean, obviously I just said it again. But I've waited. Yeah. Now I have waited 30...
Enter your principal.
30 plus years.
You have a special guest, your principal.
To feel safe. Mr. Waller's here? I thought he was dead.
No.
Reanimated corpse of Mr. Waller.
Resurrected. Zombie Mr. Kohler's. Come whip your ass.
Damn.
So, yeah, I ended up coming home. My parents knew about it. And I tried to be proactive. I washed my own mouth out with soap because I felt it was probably going to happen.
You're in kindergarten?
I was in kindergarten. Jeez, so my mom came in while I was taking a bath, and like apparently I had a weird look on my face, and she's like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, I washed those bad words out of my mouth. And
you should join the military. A fucking...
And then done a mass shooting.
Yeah. Well, no, that's not what I was saying.
Okay.
So I didn't know if anybody else had eaten soap because of swear words.
I did get in trouble once for calling someone a douchebag before I knew what it was. And I yelled it once. And then I think that's it. I don't really swear in front of my parents. Like, even to this day, I don't.
Yeah.
Well, my mom.
Yeah, no.
Don't get me wrong. I love to swear. But I just don't do it in front of my parents.
I'll swear in front of my dad. And I'll say, like, damn in front of mom. But
it was always a big deal when my mom would swear because she never did.
Yes.
So when my mom would bust out a shit, I know.
Dinner.
She's loosened up. I think I'm partly responsible for that.
Because you're not six anymore.
Yeah. But she never swore. So when it happened, it was like, mom just said a bad word. What's going on?
One time my mom left her purse in the cart at a store. And I think it was the old Walmart.
Okay.
Which is now...
Big R.
She took off and she went to go grab something out of her purse and it wasn't there. And she's like, where's my purse? She thought I was fucking with her.
Yeah.
And she started yelling at me. I was like, I don't have it. She's like, and then she snapped. She's like, where the fuck's my purse? I was like, whoa.
Holy
I didn't God. Say that, but I was just like, whoa.
It is shocking if your parents.
And then she started beating you and you're like, what?
And then she threw me out the window. What?
So he just got his decoder ring, which this is not something I have any frame of reference for.
The Little Orphan Annie?
I never had a decoder ring for anything.
Oh, no, I thought you meant this part of the movie.
No, I'm quite aware of this.
We didn't listen to the radio shows growing up.
So he's going to go to his sanctuary, the bathroom, in a little bit. What's up?
You want to keep those down.
Oh, yeah, sometimes. So, this mitten, pretty good.
It's not bad.
Pretty good.
It's 2014 or 2015.
Okay.
I kind of forgot about it.
And the barrel, it's subtle.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. But, yeah, I dig it.
It honestly is one of the better ciders.
I love the cut scene at the end of this. I know I'm getting ahead of us here, but
yeah,
the cut when they cut directly to the pot of cabbage or whatever it is that she's cooking.
Mm. Just that abrupt cutaway.
It's almost like the nod to because his brother busts in here in a moment.
Yeah, right? He's got to drop a deuce,
and when he drops his pants, it cuts right to what she has on the stove. And I think it's like a nod, like, Mom was making something terrible.
Yeah. They really like their cabbage.
They do.
Be sure to.
Be sure to.
Be sure to what? What was the little orphanage trying
to do? Sure to wipe your ass.
All right, Mom, I'll be right.
And then in the sequel that never got made, where he was a few years older, he was in the bathroom with the door locked doing something totally different. Probably not thinking of Little Orphan Annie and her white eyes.
Damn.
Did I catch you right? The sequel that never got made?
There was a sequel.
There was a sequel. It was
Daniel Stern? Was he
I think so. And Kieran Culkin played the Ralphie character.
Oh, did he?
Really?
So this was Macaulay's brother?
Yes.
So this is in the 90s?
Yeah. Son of a bitch.
Honestly, there was a stretch in my life where I bought a lot of chocolate malt Ovaltine.
Really?
I loved Ovaltine.
So this worked.
this is subliminally got me to purchase stock in Ovaltine.
I'm going to look up what the name of that movie is. I think it's called, like,
Watch this
My Summer Story or something like that.
That kid pulls his pants all the way down. Javen used to do that, like in public bathrooms. He used to pull his
to take
pants.
A leak.
Yes, yes, like on purpose.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. I went to a Peoria Chiefs game this year, and a grown ass man did that next to me.
Yeah,
do you think he was doing it on purpose?
He may have been a little slow. I'm not for sure.
There's only two things that could happen. It's a person who's doing to fuck with you, or he's a retarded person. Those are the only two options.
You said retarded.
Well, I mean, Dustin's
all trying to be politically... Well,
retarded means slow. Okay.
Or you're at a ski resort. Have you guys ever been
at a ski resort?
I'm telling you,
of course, the third option, the ski resort.
It's a ski resort.
But what happened? Yeah.
You've never been to a ski resort? No, because a lot of times...
It Runs in the Family. Right. That's the name of the other movie. Came out in 1994.
Yeah, when they were playing marbles and stuff.
No, this guy was not playing with his marbles.
There was a scene where they played marbles.
Oh, gotcha. So I go in and I'm...
Oh,
the lamp is broke.
The sequel to this was in 94?
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's why a lot of people don't even know they're related.
I thought there was
it's called It Runs in the Family.
Okay, I thought there was
Look
like a Christmas Story 2.
Oh, there is. Themed? It's an abomination.
But that's Daniel Stern, isn't
yes,
it?
And it's horrible. Do not watch it.
I'm sure it is awful.
Don't rent it. It's much like the Cousin Eddie National Lampoon's sequel.
Oh, gross.
You don't want to see it.
The Dumb and Dumber sequel, which I never saw.
Okay, I liked When Harry Met Lloyd, the prequel, better than
Did
Dumb and Dumber 2.
I didn't see
I liked
either.
It better than the sequel.
I couldn't taint my... I don't know,
You said taint.
Taint.
So, don't taint your taint. So, yeah, this guy, he's in overalls, and I'm peeing. I'm looking straight ahead.
Sure.
Or at least just down at my own business.
You're not looking at his dick.
Definitely not. Eyes forward. I hear a sound of denim... and metal hitting a concrete floor.
Jeez.
And I'm like, what the fuck?
The unmistakable sound.
But I am not daring to side-eye what's going on. And he says something to me, like a hi or something. I'm like...
Was it like...
I'm not talking to a dude with his bare ass.
Hi.
So I finish Zip... Go wash my hands. I look in the mirror behind me, bare ass, and I'm like, what the fuck? This guy who is a decade and a half older than me is just five-year-olding it at a urinal.
At some point, there's a line in the sand age-wise. We'll all hit it. Like, it just doesn't matter anymore. It just all comes out.
Yeah.
I look forward to that time. When I'm old enough to where...
It just all comes out. Well,
I hope so.
Borderline. Yeah.
Are we going to all go drinking one night and we're going to go use the men's room and all pants around the ankles and we're just going to wait for somebody to come in and be like, no, I'm good.
And hit it.
More white asses.
Oh, is it that kind of party? Well, shit.
God dang it. Our joke didn't... As a wearer of bibs...
Yeah.
I know that they have a zipper in the front. You don't have to take them off.
You can, right? You can. The choice you is can. Yours.
This guy did. You can. This guy did. And then it's like you have to squat and bend down to pick them up.
Yeah.
To pull them back up. So his asshole.
Oh, jeez.
Tell me about his asshole.
I had left at that point, and I'm glad. I'm really glad. There's just some things you don't need to see.
No, oh, mercy.
This kid again.
The farts. Grover Dill?
Grill. Would you call him Gil?
Yeah, Gil. I just condensed it.
Oh, my gosh.
Great villain.
That tongue really healed up, though.
Yeah. Well,
the mouth heals fast.
The ladies were happy about that later on.
Heyo. Another porn reference.
Yeah. It's.
If you guys haven't seen that, by the way, check it out.
Scott Schwartz.
Scott porn? Schwartz. Yeah.
I think I'm good.
Just to say you've seen it. I mean, you.
That girl's really excited to get her homework back. Uh-oh, C+. That means you're just barely above average. She looks like Roseanne.
I think she's meant to look like Wizard of Oz, Wicked Witch of the West.
Well, yeah, but she looks like Roseanne dressed up as that.
Oh. You know they're doing a revival of Roseanne?
Yeah, I don't get that at all. Really? Dan's dead.
Yeah, Dan's dead.
I think we've talked about this on one of the other episodes. Right. I've had this conversation with
and
somebody else.
And his mom is a jester.
She looks like some sort of sexy Harley Quinn there. I'm into it.
Succubus. I'd watch it.
Succubus?
I'd watch it.
The Roseanne? I'd watch it too.
No, I meant those two together. But
yeah, I'd watch the Roseanne too, Jacob.
I don't even know what's going on now. That barrel-aged cider's just pushed us to our limits.
It was that Death Star.
Death Star.
Yeah, I'm still nursing it.
Matt's still nursing it. You're not used to this, are you?
No, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, you mean binge drinking?
Welcome to hell.
Welcome to Drunken Lullabies. No, I'm glad I've perked up. I wasn't feeling the greatest at dinner time, and I told Brianna, I'm like, well, sometimes you have to suffer for your art.
You gotta push through.
I'm gonna power through.
Head down, power through.
Maybe once I get a dank meme or something in me, it'll be all good. And
Where'd you go for dinner? What'd you have?
Noir.
Noir bar.
Noir.
What were you feeling bad about? That's a good
idea. I don't know. Just something in the bacon stomach wasn't settling right.
It's really pretentious food, though, right? It's like
tapas.
Yeah, it's like
what is that?
Bacon date, you know, foie gras.
Well, no, we didn't get that.
On a hot plate. What did you get?
We got the Spanish style chicken wings, which were chicken wings with hoity-toity stuff. Yes, they employed Luis, and he like coated them in the back. And I liked the pork belly. I thought that was pretty good. It had a nice
pork belly sandwich.
No, just pork belly on a plate with
pork belly's always good.
What was the stuff underneath it? It was like grits and shit.
Grits,
pretty much. What
do you want for breakfast?
It's a fancy word. Poutine. No, it wasn't poutine.
Polenta?
Polenta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
We can't go past
this. I don't mean to interrupt, is where Ralphie goes medieval on.
I wanted to see the captions for this.
Ralphie is
Do you think they'll have a line for this?
Maybe.
He's beating the hell from Scut.
Yeah.
I bet it says unintelligible.
Probably.
I like it when he pushes that kid off, too. His little sidekick.
Well, actually, they make a sound like he hits him in
their saying,
stomach.
Hang him. Here we go. Fane Dong's stinking bitch. Enough with you, dorkhead.
Did you hear what he said?
I'm pretty sure he just said the N-word.
I heard the N-word.
I heard that, too.
He is really beating the shit out of this kid.
You know what? Scott had it coming to him.
He really did.
Am I right?
For life. Look at this. I mean, he.
Ooh.
This is like road dog kind of stuff here.
He turned into the Hulk.
Ralphie is in some sort of mania right now.
This is a perfect example of what I was saying. It teaches a bully that he can be beat. It teaches the bully that he can beat someone.
And
right?
then he cries, like Ric Flair at the end of an important match.
Woo! Every important match he cries ever?
Ric Flair has cried more than any other man I've ever seen.
Emotion. It's the estrogen.
Something.
You're probably not wrong.
Can we call this episode Ric Flair's Estrogen?
No, it's going to be called Drink at the Movies episode 25.
Darn it.
The yeah. Christmas story.
Subtitled Ric Flair's, Estrogen.
I like that, though. Like, he's in a mania beating the hell from this kid, and his mom snaps him out of it, and he realizes what he's done, and he breaks down crying.
Yeah.
It humanizes Ralphie.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that's what moms do.
He's back to being Bill Bixby now instead of Lou Ferrigno.
I could be
R.I.P.
a 30-year-old dude that I am now. I've never been a fight.
And he just doesn't look like
neither
a kid.
Neither have I.
High five.
High five for that.
He
bully.
Doesn't look like a kid that's going to grow up with Hollywood good looks, but on IMDb today, something
you
happens.
You got a
something
thing happened. For Peter Billingsley?
I don't know. This isn't a bad-looking kid.
Good-looking boy?
Good-looking
look, you like the way he looks at
He didn't look like he was gonna grow up to be like a, I don't know, a striking dude.
That's a good looking boy right
good
there.
Good looking
boy. if I could do the Family Guy impression of the whistling old man, I would do it right here. But I can't do it.
Now what is she got?
Herbert,
more cabbage.
Get your fat ass back
there
here.
There you go. Oh, here we go. Randy hiding under the sink.
Of course he is. No plumbing, though.
Daddy's gonna kill Ralphie!
It's not even plumbed. That's how you know it's a Hollywood set.
No plum to be seen. Do you want some milk?
Yeah.
It's not plumbed at all.
Totally plumbed out.
Lack of plumbing. These Hollywood sets are a joke.
I did once have a sink like that, though, and I'm pretty sure all the plumbing is behind it.
Oh, really?
Right behind it.
Did like you drink milk underneath it?
From the wall?
I did not.
That is...
I didn't have a cabinet at all underneath it, though.
Is this your childhood?
No, there weren't any.
I mean,
you want some of this milk?
I mean, this
milk could be all milk.
No milk will ever be our milk. Oh, man. How about you, Sadburns?
Well, alrighty then.
You better have a beer.
Well, alrighty then.
That's a future episode.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, those damn Bumpus hounds.
Look at them.
Is there any left? Or did we kill it? I'll take a little bit more of the mitten.
Tell me when.
And I'm going to pass this over and let her try. That's good. Here. You can try some mitten.
Try it.
You say you're good.
It's a cider.
Oh, you want to have
it. Is this I'm the good. Barrel aged?
It's very light on the barrel.
I'm ready to move on to the next.
On to the next, on like on to the next one.
I'm Foo Fighters in it over here, bud.
I'm going to hold it by the bung.
Bung? Oh, look at you. That's fun.
What happened today? See that again.
Wait, hang on. Label out. Oh, the label.
Yeah,
label
you gotta
out.
Get the label out.
I like that.
His dad seems like the kind of guy that if they actually told him that he whooped that some bully's head,
he would be proud.
Right, right. Like he's gonna actually earn some respect with dad.
About time you earn your keep. Oh, they get mashed potatoes tonight.
Here's another round of
I hope they have cabbage.
Dollop of mashed potatoes.
They put the cabbage on the mashed potatoes and completely ruin them.
It's another meatloaf night, it looks like.
I don't know what that is.
Look at that.
That's meatloaf.
That's meatloaf.
That's some beetloaf if I ever seen it.
Double. The other kid's still under the...
Oh, the Bears and the Packers are playing, huh?
Classic.
The Decatur Bears?
The Decatur Staleys.
Is that where they're out of, right?
Decatur Staleys.
Sounds right.
Yep.
Decatur Staleys?
Yeah.
Before they were the Bears, they were the Staleys?
They were the Decatur Staleys.
What is a Staley?
It was the owner.
The singer for Alice in Chains.
Really? Yeah.
The Decatur Lane Staleys?
Yes. Yep. They were down in a hole very often.
The Decatur Roosters.
Yep.
And then they moved to Chicago and they were like, look at all these fucking bears up here.
The city of Chicago.
There are a lot of large gay men in Chicago.
Okay.
So.
Hairy gay men, yeah.
My favorite kind of. What?
Hairy
That's
gay
for
men.
You, Dave.
Dave?
Dave Rowan.
Dave will hear this, for sure.
He loves him some Jacob.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Me and Dave.
Get well soon, Dave. Back. I'm still not sure what's wrong with you, but we're pulling for you.
Damn near killed him.
I'm pulling for you,
Higbees.
That was me jerking off.
There was a former guest on Drunk at the Movies, Tony Higbee. I don't think he's any relation to the department store. But can we address the very large flying monkeys here?
That's awesome.
One of my favorite parts is coming up.
I like the tin.
Oh!
Yes!
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
That's at least like the second Wizard of Oz reference that they've made in this movie. At least the second.
Well, there's another one coming up, which we already spoiled. Why is Mickey Mouse interfering with the Wizard of Oz? This is too much pop culture cross...
Cross-pollination,
yeah. This makes no sense. That's Wizard of Oz is an MGM movie. Mickey Mouse has nothing to do with MGM. I'm surprised he's even in this movie.
Orcus. You say Orcus instead of circus? Sure looked like an O.
I think the beer's working.
Sure looked like an O. Orcus.
Sure looked like an O. They're just
Wrigley Butters and Barb and Bailey's Orcus.
Sure looked like an O.
Orcus
that's a,
Island.
That's a quote.
We're drunk. That'll be the subtitle. Yeah. Sure looked like an O.
So in the Santa parade here in Peoria, PNC actually walked in it. I could have been a part, but I wanted to enjoy my day off.
You hate Christmas.
No.
I do.
So, apparently, if you walk in the parade, you can't even wear a Santa hat or anything because there's only one GD Santa Claus, and he's at the end of the parade, and you can't wear anything Santa-related in the parade. It's called the Santa Claus Parade.
Here's my question. What about that goddamn race they had today, the Santa 5K or whatever the fuck it was?
Where is that?
Oh, is that today?
Said about it.
All the way 5K.
You have to dress
Arnold Schwarzenegger
Santa, right?
And Sinbad were here?
I'll buy it. I don't know what the fuck it
was. Turbo Man!
But everyone dresses like Santa.
Turbo Man.
Like Santa?
Yeah.
You have to dress like Santa, right? For the, yeah. I've heard of this.
Do they jump in the river?
I don't know, I wish they would.
That'd be fun.
Who the fuck's going to do a 5K when it's 20 degrees out?
It'll warm me up. 5K is only like 3 miles.
It's 3.2.
The Peoria Santa Claus Parade, is it not the oldest parade in the country?
That kid looks like he's from the Depression.
Did you make that up, or is that true?
No, I think it is one of the oldest...
One of the oldest parades
in the country, yes.
Yeah,
it is. It's a fun fact.
And then you have the Festival of Lights.
Which is not that old.
No, but it's like the biggest lit... And I mean that in the traditional sense, the not like the kids are saying.
I was gonna say
it's
you
fire.
Been to
it oh, right here now. We go.
Oh yeah,
that's some steampunk shit right there.
Yeah.
This kid,
I love that.
Just staring at
him.
Love that.
Wait.
The chocolate snowman
eats little boys, huh?
Yeah.
Don't bother me. I'm thinking.
All right.
Don't bother me. I'm thinking.
Don't bother me.
I like those laws.
I like this.
That's great.
It's the creepiest shit.
His brother's just staring at him.
That's a lot of interactions. Yeah, grab one and crack it open. Let's do that race car, pace car, 500.
You got it.
You got it, dude.
You got it, dude. That was great.
Toy truck, get him off my lap.
Yeah. What's funny is Ralphie's reaction to that kid was... That's my reaction to half the people I talked to when I ran Co-op Records in Pekin. Like, they would just come up and like, I like Nickelback.
Oh,
like,
great.
That, yeah. Do you like Disturbed?
What do you miss most about that job?
Me.
Cheap DVDs and CDs, but...
No, what is it?
I don't know, like... It ran its course. I had a good time doing it while I did, but I knew I had an expiration date and I had to get on while the getting was good, and it's all worked out. Oh, poor Randy.
Look at this.
Nobody likes this Santa.
All these elves look solid. Disgruntled.
Yeah, he's getting like a great sense of satisfaction.
Yeah,
yeah, no kidding.
Like, throwing
come on, kid.
Down the slide.
We ain't got all day. They're really mistreating these children.
I like when he goes, that bad.
Yeah. No ID, no goddamn beer. Can't you get that through your thick skull?
Look at this, they're like...
I'd be curious to know what this Santa ever did again. Any idea?
I'll look it up.
Cocaine.
Just hurry up. The store's closing.
This part.
That's Annette Funicello.
Wait, what?
How about a football?
Football. Football. That should have been Flick's line. I was blowing it.
Oh, Flash Gordon was in this movie and he was cut.
As Flash Gordon?
No, there was... yeah. And I was right. His neighbor was Bob Clark. He was a character called Swede. He was uncredited.
I believed you. I just didn't know.
Just my Tommy gun don't.
I get that's another Christmas movie.
There it was.
So I could hear it 500 more times.
All right, Santa Claus, played by Jeff Gillen, R.I.P., died in 1995 at the age of 52.
Oh, jeez.
Was it because he did the coke?
He
had a gin blossom there, I wonder.
He only made one movie after this, which was Police Academy 5,
oh,
Assignment Miami Beach.
The best of the Police Academy.
And he, and he played Thief's Victim.
Okay. Oh, no.
In the same year as this, he was in the Rodney Dangerfield vehicle Easy Money, and he played Better.
This is Jeff Gillen.
Yes.
This is one of my favorite movies.
He was in a movie at one point in 1967 called She-Man, A Story of Fixation. That sounds interesting. Mm-hmm. The head elf, I always thought he was kind of funny.
I was just looking him up.
Or male elf. Drew Hasavar. And he...
Sounds like a terrorist.
He was only in a couple things, and this was it.
Well, Santa died at a very young age.
Yeah.
I don't want to know, but I assume he died from suicide.
All right, thanks. No one.
Suicide. It's a suicide.
Suicide.
Go.
Not a finger.
Hold it right there. The fuse is out.
Okay, and for those of you who were talking about Grover Dill, he was in another iconic 80s movie, which will be featured on this show.
Which one?
Better Off Dead. He played the paperboy. The I want my $2. That's Grover Dill.
Yeah.
No damn.
That's too funny.
That's the sidekick, is that right?
Or
is that
yeah.
The...
Yeah.
Toady.
The Toady.
I'm sorry.
The Toadies. Possum Kingdom. Fantastic 90s song.
Rubber Neck.
Great band. Great album.
Yep. Oh, Randy's tired.
Yep.
I bet he takes those bibs off when he pees.
All the way down to the ground, baby.
It's the only way to do it.
Ground and pound.
That's not ground. What that means. You don't watch the UFC much, do you?
What's
they,
that?
They don't take their overalls off and pee on each other, Jason.
Prove it. GSP.
Prove it.
Yeah.
George St. Pierre.
No, golden shower peeing.
Golden shower.
Jesus Christ.
Here, you can just drink this one out of the bottle.
Boring.
That's a little lighter
on
for
the
you.
Planet.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Pace car, race car, taxi Cheers. Driver. It's from Bear Republic out of California because their state flag has a bear on it. Not to be confused with those
and
bears from Chicago.
Fuck.
Is it? Is that true?
I don't know.
No? Okay. Oh, it's Christmas Day.
Time to wake up.
What is your favorite Christmas gift you ever got?
Oh, gosh.
Childhood. Let me qualify that. Childhood favorite Christmas gift.
When does childhood end?
When you know you can die.
Oh, wow.
So, like,
NES.
Three.
Yeah, my first NES. It was
okay.
They sent me on a scavenger hunt throughout the house, ended up in the stove.
Santa sent you on a scavenger hunt.
Right, there was something under
the
tree.
How much time did he take at your house?
That's right.
That seems unfair to all the children.
And he put it in the oven, nonetheless.
Really? Good thing you didn't want cinnamon rolls.
That's right. There was nothing like that.
We're going to preheat the oven.
Yeah. Mystic Quest was my first game. I guess Duck Hunt came with it. Mario.
Yes, the dual dual cartridge.
Was it the orange gun or the gray gun?
Ooh, it was both. Mine was orange and gray.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, no, but I mean majority.
Oh, majority. Gotcha.
The earlier one
I think
gray.
I think gray.
I think mine was orange. I think mine was orange.
Mine was orange.
I was always a couple years behind on my systems.
Well,
it's okay. I'm not a gamer.
Me too.
Are we? What are we drinking here?
This is a New Glarus.
Some Black Top from New Glarus.
It's made out of asphalt.
It is. Yep.
It's tarry.
Tastes like shit. Human shit.
Yes.
No, it's a, I don't know what the fuck it is.
You brought it.
I'm looking for what it... I don't give a shit anymore.
Okay. It's got alcohol in it.
It's a
and
beer.
It's from Wisconsin. So,
they know,
there we
they
go.
Know beer.
Black Top.
I think the first...
It's a black IPA. It says it like three times.
Well, I don't know how to read.
Let's get it started.
And the worst part is, I never learned to read.
Oh, this is where they end up in the...
What, in the...
Oh, this is Aunt Clara's something or another.
I love the part when she puts the ball on his lap and he goes,
thanks
a lot.
Yeah. So, everybody else's favorite Christmas presents. Matt,
I had a game.
A game.
It was a game.
Okay.
It was called Melvin.
Melvin.
And it was a fucking bird.
What did it do?
It kind of shook like this.
Like it had Parkinson's?
Yes.
Okay.
It was a Parkinson's bird. And there were worms that you had to pick up off the floor like with a hook and put it in its mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really remember the goal of the game.
But that was your favorite gift.
That's what I
remember. You really wanted it that year and you got it and you were happy. Okay.
I was a child.
Well, yeah, that was part of it. That'd be weird if that was last year.
I kind of want it again.
Okay. Well, that's what everybody does now, because you're older and you have disposable income. Well, some people do. And they can go back and buy the things that they didn't get as a kid.
Yeah.
So that's what eBay is for.
Yeah. Buying your childhood back.
Yeah. Freckles, what was your favorite Christmas gift as a child?
I don't necessarily think that I would say favorite, just because I think that there are other gifts that I enjoyed more or got more use of or out of, but I think that the most memorable gift and something I wish that I had was a My Size Barbie.
It was your size?
My Size Barbie.
That's creepy.
It is now, but yes.
Nowadays, those life-size dolls are something different.
Super Chucky-esque. Awesome to have she wasn't actually my size, but they called her My Size Barbie.
She just prevented having another kid there.
Great.
It's a blue ball.
A can of Simonize.
Bottle cap kid, what about you?
Nice.
I knew it. Once you said it was a bird, I could picture it in my head.
Yeah. Probably like a Super Nintendo.
Super Nintendo.
You're
trying to one up
all of us.
Up Matt over here.
No, not necessarily.
NES in the stove.
No,
who else can say they got an NES in the stove?
That's right.
Nobody.
That's right.
Probably Super Nintendo. I could play Super Mario World. Great game.
There you go.
That is
a lot of fun.
Big world.
Yeah. Mine also is my NES. And then a very close second is there was a year I got probably 15 Masters of the Universe figures and Snake Mountain, and that was awesome.
Snake Mountain.
What was number one?
My Nintendo.
Snake Mountain being Skeletor's castle?
Yeah, I went bad guy. I never owned Castle Grayskull. I only had Snake Mountain, which had the voice effect thing that you talked into, and it made it all sinister and weird sounding. And yeah, it was very, very cool.
Do you guys remember Mighty Maxes?
Mighty Max?
It's like it's the boy version of Polly Pocket. Yeah.
I love Polly Pockets.
Polly
Pocket.
We had.
No, that's Hot. I'm pretty sure that's Hot Pocket.
Yeah, that's Hot Pocket. Definitely.
No, I think no. Jim Gaffigan does a huge bit about Polly Pocket.
Oh, they're gonna give Ralphie wine here. They just said how bad it is. The old man's gonna give him a drink. Oh yes, he did not get everything he wanted.
Almost, huh? Well,
that's life. That's a good life lesson.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're fucked.
Good luck, chump.
Maybe you should get a fucking job.
Now, Jason, I'm assuming that Lorelai is...
My daughter.
Well, yes. I'm assuming she's your daughter.
I'm assuming so, too. We're waiting for the blood test.
Pending a blood test. Yeah.
When was the Santa illusion, when did that end? How old was she?
Well, she will be 12 in February, in 18, and I'm thinking it might have been last year, and she was just kind of doing it for me,
okay,
like Santa thing for me, but we were just at the mall, oddly enough, today.
Yeah.
And we go by where Santa is. There's a huge line. I say, you want to go over there and do that thing? I said, where are you with that? She's like, yeah, I don't want to do it.
Okay.
So I think it's pretty, it's definitely over.
It's understood.
It's kind of understood.
She's moved on now.
But she's never, like, given me the inquisition, like, hey, why'd you lie to me all these years about Santa Claus? Because the answer to that is, there's magic in your life. There's a limited time in your life where magic is real, right?
Yeah. I saw David Copperfield as an adult, and it was not nearly as mesmerizing as it would have been as a young child.
Can we call this episode David Copperfield is for Children?
as soon as you stop believing in Santa, Christmas is just like...
Yeah.
The older you get, the worse it is. Unless you have children.
We were considering ending the Santa thing this year.
Yes.
But we busted out Elf on a Shelf last weekend.
And he
got very excited. And we're like, okay,
he's
still into this.
Well, how old is he again? I'm sorry?
8.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Totally, right? Yeah.
It was fourth grade. He's got one more year.
I'm excited about Santa. So, and I forgot that the elf was here. He was just laying down, face down on the ottoman with a book over
there's
him.
There's beer cans.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like
Chippy knows how to fucking party.
Fucking right.
Yeah. And Jackson was like, don't touch him. And.
It sounds like the elf on the shelf is going to be your bellwether on, you know, whether or not he still believes in Santa.
Maybe he's just not.
And I'm the one who has to move him every night because she goes to bed and forgets. I have to move Jackson around the house. He passes out on the stairs and I'm like,
wakes up in the
God
laundry
damn it,
room.
Kid.
What am I doing in the laundry room?
Get your shit together.
I was creative last year, but I don't know.
You had him like in a ritual sacrifice.
What?
A year ago. It popped up in my Facebook feed.
He was on my Agatha Christie book.
He was tied to an Agatha Christie book.
A Christmas for Murder.
And my Sinister McFarlane figures were surrounding him.
Uh-huh.
That sounds terrifying.
It was fantastic. I shared it on Facebook and put, I'm so happy and proud of this. Like, my lady made this, and I could not be.
You're falling in love with her all over again.
He shot his eye out. Like
I'm such a terrible mother, and I want to terrify my child in the morning.
You know, if I was a parent,
see his health.
Oh, he's getting that turkey.
There it is.
You'll get worms.
That's what my dad did to me.
He'll get
every
worms.
Time he got, he just he'd hide somewhere and scare me, or he'd just do little things to. I'd be like, whoa, that shouldn't happen. And I'd fucking freak out.
You'd
be like, Dad.
On his glasses.
Yeah, I don't know.
Pulverized.
Can you fix
those?
And
that's why I'm an asshole now.
Are those glasses, are those completely wrecked? Or can those be salvaged?
That left temple's looking...
Looking pretty rough.
Temple.
Temple Grandin.
A cow-hogging machine.
I mean, the lenses, of course not.
Now, would you buy a story that an icicle did that damage? An icicle, it fell off the roof.
As a parent,
I wouldn't buy it. I wouldn't buy it. Well, that you're aware of.
He's been spreading a lot of seed, Jacob.
Since when?
As long as
1492.
I've known you. 1492, that's when I lost my virginity.
Uh-oh. He's not so tough now, is he?
Don't be such a pussy, kid.
Read your funnies.
She doesn't tell him what it is. She wants him to think it's the gun.
Wake up, Randy, with your Boris Karloff mask back there.
With your Hindenburg.
It's a Zeppelin!
Whoopee!
But I'm too slow.
Those icicles have been known to kill people.
Yeah. You could have been impaled. Oh,
look at this. The worms.
Yeah. Oh, they're just crawling on that turkey.
Yeah.
Why is it on the table then?
That's right.
Why did it sound boy, like that when he hit it?
And it looks done.
Yeah, it does.
Looks.
Get worms, man. Right?
Yeah.
Get some damn worms.
Take the risk.
Pork.
Take the risk.
That's diabetes.
That's before they knew.
No, that. What
you get diabetes from pork?
Sure, if you eat enough of it.
I'm in trouble.
Get the.
What if you just had a strict
the beetus?
Get the beetus.
Get the beetus.
Get the sweet blood.
Wilford Brimley looks like he loves pork. Maybe that's just why.
This guy? Yeah.
No.
No, that makes sense.
He's a real
diabetes.
Yeah.
I'm Wilford Brimley.
These awful pimples, diabetes. Guys. These awful pimples.
I love the remix of that song.
What?
That.
There's a diabetes remix.
Oh, the Bumpuses.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I'm not aware of that. The Bumpus Hounds are in effect. And they're wrecking shit up.
Are you saying there's like a remix of that video, or there's a remix
of
the actual disease?
They're fighting. They destroyed the
both.
There's a you can get club
you
diabetes.
You don't want to mess with the diabetes remix.
It sounds dangerous.
Remix, bumpuses.
They ruined Christmas.
Look at this.
But it's going to start a tradition. And
that door is gone.
Beyond repair.
The way the
not book, a finger.
The way the book actually ends is he grabs that knife that he had
and stabs a Bumpus.
Kills the rest of his family.
Oh.
Oh wow.
The family?
That's
I think the dogs, which nope. Both would be terrible, but
just the family.
I'll have to read that book, Jacob.
It's amazing.
You can borrow it. I have it upstairs.
Oh, I gave her a hanky.
Yep.
There's a man with a plan right there.
We're going to the city dump.
Yep. Chop suey. And the bowling alley that he didn't win.
Indeed.
Oh.
That's probably nice. Was a nod
that's
to
bowling
yeah.
Chop suey palace.
That's a great catch.
Racist singing. Blake would love it.
Is it racist if the Chinamen are actually singing it?
Are they, though?
Well, he's trying to correct it.
Not rah, rah, rah. He's got his L's.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa la 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 la. Try again. Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Ra la 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 la.
Okay, it's pretty racist.
Yeah.
But they're actually Asian, though. It's not Mickey Rooney.
It's 1983.
Mickey Rooney?
Yeah.
Did he do some Asian roles in his
game? Yes. Breakfast in Tiffany's? He played like an Asian character.
I feel like...
Oh, what fire is to ride a white hotel token?
I feel like their laughs are genuine. The mother and father, right?
Yeah. They're... breaking character a little bit, but it's allowed.
Especially when the
duck.
Is this her? I've always wondered. Is she breaking character and they just let it go?
I don't. It seems like she is.
It really does.
It's smiling.
But you see, it's smiling.
Oh, boom! Chops the head off at the neck.
Oh my gosh, what a childhood.
Hey, clap. Yay!
They love it.
That Christmas would live in our memories. That's the Christmas when we were introduced to Chinese turkey.
Chinese turkey.
So yeah, you can go visit that house, and that is the Christmas Story house.
I'm not going to do it.
No, you think it won't live up to what you?
I just don't want to go to Ohio.
Why? There's good breweries there.
You could go to Columbus, go to BrewDog, their new U.S. brewery. You can go to Cleveland, visit Great Lakes.
I'll go to the brewery. I'm staying out of Cleveland.
But it rocks.
Yeah.
It rocks.
That's what Drew Carey says.
You can go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I don't believe in it.
I've been there.
You don't believe in it?
No, it exists. It is real, yeah. I've seen it.
All right, I disagree with it.
Okay.
Oh, old man's going for a little,
nightcap.
Yeah, something like that.
A little action. Look at that Zeppelin he's got in his hand.
He loves that Zeppelin.
Yeah, he said whoopee.
Seems like a pretty successful Christmas overall.
It really does.
Yeah.
Despite having lost an eye.
Oh, yeah. A lot of shenanigans happened. But, you know.
Is he sleeping with the gun?
He's got the gun.
Yeah. Well, you know.
You don't?
It's Trump America.
Under my pillow.
That's the safe way.
Okay.
Gradually, I drifted off to sleep, pranging ducks on the wing and getting off spectacular hip shots.
What's a hip shot? Oh, okay.
S. Schwartz.
And that is the end of movie. A Bob Clark film.
Yeah.
Now,
Mother, Old Man.
They Ralphie Randy Flick. Yep. Yano Anaya. Anaya. Grover Dill gets Bill above Scott Farkas.
Wow, that's about...
Toady.
Unbelievable.
Above the Bully. How about that?
Bully in school.
And a very short cast because a lot of people were not...
Alive.
That's credited.
A really short cast right there.
They cast the dead. That's right.
Right.
Mr. Waller involved as one of the undead.
Yeah.
Callback to
You're
earlier.
Right. It is a pretty short cast.
Yeah.
No considered. Kidding.
Well, if you look on IMDb, there's an uncredited list underneath, at least like 15 people.
I believe it.
Bob Clark himself, like I said, played the neighbor, the Swede.
Probably all the Asians.
No, I think I saw some Asian folks.
They actually, Waiter 1 and Waiter 2 were up there.
Yes. Waiter 3, two. Fuck him.
They're all played by Mickey.
It's kind of like Compromise.
So,
he's very talented.
Well, we hope you guys enjoyed A Christmas Story along with us. This is going to wrap up the Christmas episodes for this year. I look forward to next year. I love Christmas movies. I love Christmas music. So, every December, I cram as much Christmas in as I can. I play Christmas music on Drunken Lullabies, and now we're watching Christmas movies on Drunk at the Movies, and I have a whole box full of them. So next year we will have 3 to 4. I'm not sure how the holidays fall with Wednesdays. It will depend, but we've got some more Christmas movies to do down the road. But that's it for this year. So I would like to thank Jacob for nominating yourself to do this episode.
Thank you for having me.
And for sharing some beers with us. There are some beers that didn't get opened. They may get drank here shortly, but the episode's over. So they're not being drank on air. Jason, thank you for spending your evening on the couch here watching a Christmas movie with us.
Always glad to be with you, buddy.
Matt, did it live up to expectation?
A lot of fun. I appreciate
it. That's what we aim for.
Indeed.
And Freckles, thank you again for allowing me to have 3 hooligans over here to watch a Christmas movie with us and drink some adult beverages. So, on that note, Merry Christmas, everybody. All you drunkomaniacs out there, wherever you may be in the continental United States or abroad, thank you for listening. I greatly appreciate it. This show has gone way beyond expectations. I'm 2 years in. I'm now doing 2 full-time shows, and it's been fun, and I'm glad you guys enjoy listening to me do stupid shit while drinking alcohol. So, until next time, this is the voice saying you don't have to be drunk to enjoy these movies, but it doesn't hurt. We'll see you next week.
Merry Christmas.
Feliz Navidad.